Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Machlus. We were up to Parak Aleph Mishnah Yud. Says the Mishnah, Misha Gamar Dino Ubarach, a person who had a Gamar Din, and then he ran away from Beis Din before he was able to be punished. Ubalifnei Oso Beis Din, and he comes before that very Beis Din. Ein Sosum Estino, they do not do anything to undo the original din. Kol Makom Shiamdu Shnayim V'yomru Mi'idin On Abishpolin Shnigmar Din Beisin Shal Ploni 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 Edov Harezei Hareg. If you have anyone, anytime two Edim walk into a Beis Din and they say, we can testify that this guy went through a Din Torah already in another Beis Din and the Edim against him were these Edim, so then we just have to execute the judgment of the other Beis Din because we know that it in fact happened. Sanhedrin Ohagis We have Sanhedrin both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Sanhedrin Regis Echad B'Shavua Nikreis Chavlanis. But if Sanhedrin kills once every 7 years, Shavua means a Shemitah cycle. Every 7 years, that is called a Sanhedrin that is a Chavlanis, that is a violent Beis Din. And the Bartanur points out Shetzarik Shiu Mesuna B'Din V'Yachzir B'Din Nefashos Zuchus, because the Beis Din has a responsibility to try to find the Zuchus when it comes to Din Nefashos. Then not only once every 7 years, even if it's once every 70 years that it kills, it's going to be Beis Din Chavlanis. Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Kiva omrim, ilu hayinu b'Sanhedrin lo neragad me'olam, that if we would have been in the Sanhedrin, no one ever would have gotten killed, because as Bartanur explains, we would examine the Edim for things that there would no way would they be able to respond to. We would say to them, oh, you claim there was a murder? Was the victim a trefa, or is the victim not a trefa? Do you know what medical conditions the victim suffered from? And if you're going to say, you know for sure that he was not a trefa, you were the doctor that just examined him, do you know that maybe it was b'makom sayif nekev haya, maybe the place where they stabbed him, he already had a hole in his heart, so you were able to examine the body afterwards and see that there was no additional wound, but maybe there was a wound there beforehand. And if it was a case of gilui arayos, they would say, well, did you see the actual penetration of the male aver into the woman, meaning you don't see that, you just see something that looks kind of like it. So no one would ever be able to pass our cross-examination. Well, that's nothing to brag about. If no one would ever be able to pass our cross-examination, then there's going to be more murders in Klal Yisrael because everyone will realize that they can get away with murder, and that would be an absolute disaster. Moving on to Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. Elu hina golan, the following people go to Golus. Hori nefesh b'shkagav, a person kills someone Bishogeg, haya ma'agil b'ma'agila. If a person was ma'agil b'ma'agila, he was pushing a roller, which was to smooth out a roof, and he was pushing it in a downward motion toward the edge of the roof, and then he drops it, v'nafala v'haragto, and it falls and it kills a person, haya mishal shel b'chavis, or he was lowering down a barrel, he had a barrel tied to a rope, and he's slowly lowering it down, and then it just slips right through his hands, v'nafala v'haragto, and it goes and it kills a person, haya yori b'sulam, or he himself was climbing down a ladder, and he falls on someone and kills him. That person goes into galus. That is a killing b'shogeg b'derech yurida. But if he was pulling the roof roller in an upward motion, and he drops it and he kills someone, he was pulling the barrel in an upward motion toward the roof, and the rope snaps and the barrel falls on someone and kills him. If he was going up a ladder, v'nafal avarago, and then he falls and he kills a person, harezo einu gali, he does not go to galus, that is derech aliyah. Zeh haklal, the rule is, kol sheb derech yiridaso, gola. If he kills a person on the way down, in derech yirida, he goes to galus. V'shalo b'derech yirida, so einu galus. But if it's not derech yirida, then he's not going to go to galus. Nishmat barzel mikato v'harag. If a person was chopping wood and the blade comes off of the axe, comes off of the handle of the axe and kills someone, so the halacha is Rebbe Omer einu galus. He does not go to galus because even though the Torah gives the example of chopping wood and killing someone, that's not talking about this particular situation. The case is not a shogeg, it's a case of posheya, because he should have made sure that the axe blade was very tightly attached to the handle. It's only in shogeg that he's going to go to galus. Cham say, no, this qualifies as a shogeg, and he does indeed go to galus. It was talking about exactly this case in the Torah. Mina itza mispakeya, if a person was killed by an axe, was killed by someone who was chopping wood, but not from the axe blade, but rather from the tree itself, a piece of wood comes off the tree and smacks someone in the head and kills him. Rabbi Yomer Gola, Rabbi says he goes to Golos. That is what the Torah is referring to. V'cham Marmein Gola, V'cham say does not go to Golos, because that is not the case the Torah was referring to. The Torah was referring to the case where the axe blade killed the person. When wood flies off of the tree, that is considered to be an onus. So he wouldn't go to Golos for something like that. So you only go to Golos when something is a shogeg, not when it is a posheya, where you're more responsible, nor when it is an onus, when you are less responsible. So the machlokas is, when the axe blade flies off the handle, is that called a shogeg or not? So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of the first parak, we had said that we had learned that if a person ran away from Beis Din after a Gemar Din and he comes back to the Beis Din, they implement their original Din Torah. Not only that, even if two Eidim tell us that this guy already had a Din Torah and a Gemar Din, the new Beis Din will implement it. And we said Sanhedrin applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And there was a machlokes how frequently a Beis Din would have to kill in order to be labeled as a violent Beis Din, once every 7 years, once every 70 years, or even ever. But then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if the Beis Din never kills anybody ever, then it's not doing its job, and it's going to cause more violence in the Jewish people. And then Mishnah Aleph, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, we said, who goes to Galus? Only someone who kills B'shogeg Derech Yirida. But if they kill B'shogeg Derech Aliyah, then they do not go to Galus. And we had three examples of Derech Yirida and Derech Aliyah. And then we said that the case of the Torah, that a person goes to Galus, is that there's a wood chopping accident, but there's machlokas tanaim. Does that mean that the blade flies off the handle and that is the wood chopping accident, or is it that a piece of wood flies off of the tree and that is the wood chopping accident for which a person goes to galus? Okay, but tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Beis Mishnah Beis.